Open your Bible to Acts chapter 8. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. Against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. For Saul, he had made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hauling men and women, committed them into prison. Therefore they were scattered abroad and went everywhere preaching the word. Persecution. Sometimes you can be pressed to preach. Sometimes opposition may come your way. You've got to turn that opposition, pressure of the devil, you need to release it by doing what God told you to do the more. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with loud voices, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Y'all need that kind of revival right here in the Woodlands. If you don't get a Holy Ghost anointing here in the Woodlands, the devil will take over. If you don't get a Holy Ghost anointing in this city real quick and start casting out some of these devils, you're going to have a mess on your hand. You need a Holy Ghost move of God in your city. Not only the apostles were out there doing those things, but the people. And the people which gave heed to those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with loud voices, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and the lame, and they were healed. And there was great joy in the city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before times in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was great, some great one. There are some people out there doing that today, giving out that they're somebody. Got the people in fear. Cleo on the TV. What's her name, that sister on TV? Cleo on TV, giving out that she's some great one. We need a move from heaven. To whom they gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Well, how would you like to have a devil, people thinking that the devil's got the power of God? He's a supernatural one. Why? Because he was the only one that was out there probably doing anything. Why do you think our young people are getting off in witchcraft? Because those witches are the ones that are in the high schools and in the elementary schools willing to be spiritual. Children don't want religion, they want power. They want power that only Jesus can give them. To whom he gave heed, to the greatest and smallest, and to him they had regard, because they had long time been witches of him. But when they believed Philip preaching, they're not going to believe until somebody preaches. Everybody circle that. Who preaches? Somebody, who preached this message? Did Peter preach this message? So who preached this message? Somebody say Philip. And when they believed Philip, what was he preaching? See, we got a lot of people that want to preach everything. They want to preach their habits. They want to preach their hang-ups. Amen. They were preaching the kingdom. Preaching concerning the kingdom of God. How many people heard people preach stuff, but didn't have anything to do with the kingdom of God or spiritual life whatsoever? Just little nice nursery rhymes and little story. Philip went out there and preached the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And Simon himself believed also and was baptized, and he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, when they received the debar of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive what? My. How many would like to have an assignment like that? How many would love to have an assignment like that where they have to send somebody with a gift on the inside of them just to lay hands on people that they might receive the Holy Ghost? For as yet he was not fallen upon none of them. Some say they were baptized in the name of Jesus. Now people wonder, is it possible that someone can be baptized in the name of Jesus and confess their sins, had the gospel preached to them, and they were believing? Didn't it? Don't you see this right here in the Bible? They were believing. They were baptized in whose name? Jesus' name. According to us, these are Christian folk. These would be good Baptists, wouldn't they? They were good Baptists. They had the gospel preached to them and they were baptized in water. But that's not enough. They had to send to them. This is the same covenant that we're under. It's not a different covenant. This is the same. This is after Jesus. This is after Jesus rose from the dead. This is after Pentecost. This is after the second chapter of Acts. So this is our covenant that after they had believed. What does it say? Listen, they had been baptized. They believed God. And yet, look at right here. This is how you can stand in your own doctrine. Can someone have not received the Holy Ghost and been baptized and believe in Christ? Yes, according to this. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word, that means that having the word is not enough. Being baptized in water, it's not enough. Because if it was enough and they were okay, they wouldn't have had to send out the apostles, would they? But right here it says, they sent unto them Peter and John. Thank God for that. Who when they were come down prayed for them. What did they pray for them? Well, what more did they need? They had done everything else that everybody else had done. This is what you need to teach some of these people in your city. Some of these people are sitting up in church and they haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost yet. Who had prayed, when they come down, prayed for them that they might receive, somebody say, receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet, somebody say, as yet. At that time, even though he had fallen earlier in the second chapter of Acts, didn't cover these people. For as yet he had not fallen on who? For as yet he had not fallen on them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord. Church of Christ, you need to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Baptists, you need to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Catholic, you need to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. You need to have Holy Ghost hands laid on you that you might receive the Spirit of God on the inside of you. That's how you're born into this thing. You know what? You just don't join in. You're born into this thing. There is something about the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the impartation of God. For as yet he had not fallen on any of them. They were only baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid their hands on them and they did what? Received the Holy Ghost. Now somebody said, well, that's because it hadn't fallen on the Samaritans yet. It fell on people groups. No, it fell on the church. There was nothing in Scripture that said he would give it to people in different races at different times. When it fell on the church, it fell on everywhere. Amen. Bible says there's neither Jew nor Greek, neither male nor female. There's no reason why these people had not received the Holy Ghost other than they had not had hands laid on them yet at that time. And when Simon did what? Simon did what? And when Simon saw that through what? Of what hands? When Simon saw that when laid hands of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given. Apostolic hands grant Holy Ghost power. Say that one more time. Apostolic hands grant Holy Ghost power. I tell you what, I'm waiting on my phone call. I'm believing God. I've had a vision on the inside of me for a real long time that there are going to be coming some meetings. You hear what I'm... In this move of God, there are going to be coming some meetings real quick where you don't have to go and do the whole thing. You don't have to go and sing for a half hour. You don't have to go and preach down for 95 minutes. I'm believing God for the time when they'll just call and say, come and lay the hand. Lay the hands and leave. I prophesy and I speak to you out right now that there's coming a move on this nation. They're going to cry out. Somebody say, they've got the word. They've been baptized in water. Billy Graham came out of retirement. I mean, they had over... What was it? Over how many thousand? 98,000? 98,000 in the dome. Isn't that something? 98,000 in the dome.
them just making a little prayer is not enough. Because you can't keep that without the Holy Ghost. There are a lot of people that make commitment, but you can't keep a commitment unless the Holy Ghost helps you keep that commitment. I'm believing God for the day when 98,000 are in a dome someplace waiting for apostolic hands to be laid on them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. This nation will never be turned around to the extent that God wants it turned around until we see that kind of move of God. Amen. Paul said, I did not come with enticing words of man's wisdom. See, there are a lot of preachers out there that can get out there and relate to people on their head level. But you see, what the devil did, he just didn't do a head level thing. He did a spiritual damaging thing. We need people that are going to say, listen, I've not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but I've come with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. So I believe God for the day. Do you hear what I'm saying? People are trying to put the Holy Ghost on the backside. Charismatic churches are going to the backside. They're reverting back to things that they've come out of a long time ago. But we're looking for people that will stand strong in this last hour, in this last day, and say, this is the day when the Holy Ghost shall shine like never before. Somebody say, apostolic hands, grant baptism in the Holy Ghost. And I'm believing God for the day when the Woodlands lines up, that hands might be laid on them, that when those hands are laid on them, they would receive the Holy Ghost. What is the neat thing about apostolic hands being laid on them? It's succession. Do you know that the gifts are given through the laying on of hands? That when Holy Ghost hands, you know what? When someone's ordained in the Holy Ghost, someone say a real ordination. I'm not talking about a mail order ordination. I'm talking about a real one. When we lay hands on you, it's not us just laying hands on you. It's everything that was laid on us gets laid on you. Somebody laid hands on me, and so whoever laid hands on me had hands laid on them. And I believe through the succession of time, it goes all the way back to Jesus. That touch, somebody say, that touch goes all the way back from Jesus. And Jesus' touch, it is Jesus that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. So when you have apostolic hands laid on you, it's the same hands that laid on the apostles. It's the same hands that they laid hands on when they were in Samaria. It's the same hands that they laid, amen, where the people were baptized in the Holy Ghost at Antioch. Somebody say, apostolic hands passed all the way down through Jesus. Amen, that's enough right there. Hallelujah. Some say, I'm waiting on Jesus to do only what he said he can do. Amen. New assignments. New assignments. New assignments. There's just coming meetings, glory to God, where you just get called and all you have time to do is go in and lay hands. Then you get on your plane and go home. Hallelujah. Stand up and bless the Lord right where you are. Did you learn anything tonight? You need to tell your loved ones and your friends. Somebody say, go. Go. And receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Everybody needs it. Everybody's got to have it. And you got to stay stirred up. You got to stay stirred up. I believe there's going to come a great falling away in this last day. And who's going to fall away? Those that the Holy Ghost ain't holding together. Watch. Somebody say, easy come, easy go. I didn't get this thing easy come. Holy Ghost had to burn a lot of junk out of me. You know, this life that we have in Christ, the anointing, someone says it's free. No, it's not easy come, easy go. There's a lot of suffering involved in this thing. There's a lot of self-denial. There's a lot of crucifixion of the flesh that goes along. And if it came easy, easy come, easy go. But when the Holy Ghost works you over and confronts you and tells you no sometime, it'll stick with you a while. And I want you to be people that will remain faithful to the end. Strong unto the end. Not just tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but you'll remain stable. Well, God is good all the time. He has miracles that are yet to be performed, and we're right here in the middle of it. Hallelujah. There is no fear that to those that love God. I tell you, if one of you just get out there and preach tomorrow, anything will happen. Father God, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy, and for your power. Lord, we thank you that we're right on time with what you want to do, Father God. We agree with you 1,000%, oh God. We thank you that heaven reigns in the Woodlands. Lord, and we thank you that your Holy Spirit is reigning once again. We thank you for focus of thought. And Lord, we thank you for few words, but the words that are spoken are words that are filled with your presence and with your power, Father God, and with vision. We thank you that you are going to encourage the hearts of your people, not just next week, but even tomorrow. You're going to encourage the hearts of the saints and motivate them to stand in your truth and to do something boldly in Jesus' name. To make a decision not to walk in the way of the world, but to walk the life of faith. For faith never fails in Jesus' name.
you. Lord, we thank you that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and you addeth absolutely no sorrow with it. So, Lord, I thank you for a sorrowless blessing for everybody that's standing out and believing you to do things in their life right now. Father God, do it, but add no sorrow with it. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we teach people to be patient and pace themselves with your grace in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is good. Give us some good music, Brother Will. Thank y'all for coming out tonight.